He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that what? Do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. His praise endureth forever. And we just want to talk about a simple message, just the word of God today. It says, the Lord is my hallelujah. Amen. Now, I don't want anybody to be confused because, you know, we sing that song today. My hallelujah belongs to you. And that's a wonderful song. My hallelujah, my joy, my praise, what belongs to God. And that's a good thing. But I don't want you to confuse it, so I need to say it up front. What I'm about to say today does not change that. But what I'm about to say today has to precede that. You can say my hallelujah belongs to you, but if you don't get this today, you can't have my hallelujah that belongs to God. One has to precede the other, amen? So I just want you to understand that so that we don't have any confusion. It said, the Lord is my hallelujah. The Lord is my hallelujah. The Lord is my hallelujah. Before we move off that screen, look at how the words are there. It says the Lord. And if you look at Lord, it is capitalized. It does not have a small O-R-D. And that's very specific in the Bible. That's straight out of the word of God. For when it was capitalized, it talked about the glory of the Almighty God. It wasn't talking about the other lords that people have. Wasn't talking about the other gods that were there. So we are talking about the Most High God. Y'all understand this? We're talking about what? The Most High God, the I Am God, the Alpha and Omega God. We're talking about the God that they were afraid to say his name. So we're talking about the Lord is my hallelujah. Notice that's possessive to you, amen? You can't talk for nobody else. You got to talk for yourself. He's my hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, first point, and we're not going to be too long. We're just going to be real short. The first point today is hallelujah is what? My highest praise. And I'm talking in possessive terms today. I'm talking in singular terms today. This has to be your declaration. It's not my declaration. It has to be your declaration. Yeah, I'll tell you, this is all about me. I love what I'm saying here, and it applies to me. But it has to be your declaration. Hallelujah is my highest praise. Well, look at this Psalms, and I'm going to teach you something today about how they wrote in the Hebrew, the days when these things were written, that was very profound. So we look at that. Just look at verse 1. Hallelujah is my highest praise. It says, Psalms 111:1, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Well, let me tell you something. When they wrote these Psalms, there was a system and process to writing some of these Psalms. All of them were not written this way. This was called an acrostic Psalms. And an acrostic means that it started and it would follow a pattern. This specific one followed that verse started with a letter of the Greek, of the Hebrew alphabet, and then each subsequent verse went in order. So if we talk about today, and I'm not going to speak Hebrew, okay, to try to give you that, but if we said A, B, C, D, E, that meant the first verse was A, and the second one was B, and the third one began with C, and the next one began, there was an order to the Psalms being written. And the name of this song is Hallelujah. The name of this song when he wrote is Hallelujah. So when you look at the very first verse, it says what? Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord means Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So he started off saying, praise ye the Lord. He started off saying, Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory.
So what does that mean? Go to the next slide, Sister Beverly. Hallelujah was a single word that meant two words. It meant praise God. Amen. Now, let me understand. Let me explain what this meant. When it said praise God, it wasn't talking about any old God. It wasn't talking about the God of all the other folks and the God of merchandise and the God of earth. It was talking about the I Am God. And in those days, they wouldn't even mention his name. And so what they were talking about, they said, Lord is Yah. Or we say Jehovah because we didn't say Yah in those days. We were afraid because if you call out the name God and you wasn't in the right way, you would die. You couldn't take the Lord's name. Oh, y'all know how we do. Some say, oh, JC is my friend. You couldn't do that in them days. You took the Lord's name in vain like that, things would happen to you. And that's a message for us today. We need to stop being so home-centric, friendly with Jesus. Jesus is our friend. He declared it. But Jesus said, well, I am your God. We need to worship and reverence the name of Jesus. And if we do, we will see more things happen in our lives. And not just, oh, it's okay, I know Jesus, and it's all right. No, he's our God. He's our Savior. He's our provider. He's our deliverer. He's our banner. Yeah. He's our sustainer. He's the reason we can hold out, because I know Jesus is going to do it. But they said, look at this, they say, Yah, Lord Jehovah. Often they use Adonai, because Adonai did not give his highest praise, but Adonai was a more personal word that they could say. But these names were to be reverenced. How many of y'all feel we reverence the name Jesus today? How many of y'all feel when you say Jesus, the people around you reverence his name? Jesus, what are you talking about Jesus stuff? Don't you know when the God of Israel, when they used to say his name and folks would take his name in vain, boom, they were done with. You could walk up in the name of God. They say, oh, the God of Israel. It's coming around. Oh, goodness. But they knew when you were following. If you weren't following your God, they'd mess all over you. When you were following your God, they'd back up. So hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah. Do you give God the highest praise today? Y'all going to fool me now, really. I want you to fool me. Don't just tell me that you give him the highest praise just because I'm asking you. But do you really give God the highest praise? This is self-reflect time. Are you giving God your hallelujah? Hallelujah is the highest praise because that's what God requires. Not just because I want to do it, but that's what God requires. If you had been in Sunday school this morning, you would listen to this prayer of Solomon. When Solomon prayed and dedicated the temple, he humbled himself. He kneeled down and humbled himself and stretched forth his hand. He had a spirit of humility. I'd ask somebody, when's the last time you got on your knees and talked to God? Yeah. Well, I don't have to do that. I can do it in my car. I can do it. Yes, you can. But every now and then, you need to humble yourself before God. Yeah. Oh, God, woe is me. Here I am, a servant undone, Lord God. Once more and again, in whatever phrase you use, but hallelujah is the highest praise. And that's going somewhere, y'all. It's going somewhere because it's the highest praise. It starts off this verse. He says what? Praise ye the Lord. I will do what? Praise the what? The Lord with what? My whole heart. Yeah. What is a whole heart? What is your whole heart today? What is your whole heart? Is it a part of you? Is it when you come to church? Is it when you go to work? Is it when you're exercising to take care of your body? Is it when you're sharing a meal with a friend or just having conversations with somebody? No, it's none of those things. It's everything. With your whole heart, it's talking about the essence of who you are, because out of the heart comes what? The issues of life. Out of the heart comes who you are. If it's in your heart, that's who you're going to be. Amen. So some people say, well, you keep asking me, but you don't know who I am. You're right. Yes, I do. I don't know what's in your heart, but if your actions dictate what's in your heart... Don't think I made that up. What? The word says what? You should tell the tree by what? The fruit it bears. So if out of your heart or your mouth comes every foul thing other than what God wants of you and you don't ever change and there's no compassion on you, somewhere there's some confusion going on. I ain't telling you what you ain't because I can't, but I'm just talking about the fruit that you're bearing. So as we surrender to God and hallelujah is our highest praise, and we've listened today over and over and over about the testimonies. We listened today about my hallelujah and all the things that we give to God, and we listened today, what? We'll praise the Lord and how what? But God is everything for us. But is that what people see in us? Is that what people say? So hallelujah is my highest praise. And you don't have to stop there. Somebody say, well, that ain't in the Bible. But if I go to the 19th chapter of Revelation, in the 19th chapter of Revelation, he said, hallelujah, a salvation and glory, what, an honor, what, to the Lord thy God. That's what we will be singing in heaven. So we need to understand we're giving hallelujah down here, because when we get to heaven and we stand around the throne, everything's going to be hallelujah. We ain't going to be talking about what happened to me yesterday and what happened to you yesterday. You can forget all that stuff. We get to heaven before the throne of God. Everything is hallelujah. Yeah. salvation and glory. Thank you, Lord, you provided. Thank you, Lord, your promise is true. Thank you, Lord God, I'm here with you. So everything will be what? That's our highest praise. So they understood what it was like to start this process then. And from Psalms 111 to 117, there were hallelujah praises. And even going down to Psalms 150, there was a hallelujah praise. And Psalms 34 is a hallelujah praise. And when you go to the temples, if you were to go to the temples of what the Jewish people now, where they don't believe in Christ, and they sing these and what? Hallelujah to God. Because they believe he's our God and our salvation. And we sing our praise songs today. But what happens for us today, and the challenge we need to be careful with, too often our praise goes inwardly. We want to say hallelujah to God. We want to say my hallelujah. So we want to put ourselves a little first. We ought to be God first and then us. So that's why I said earlier, there's an order to this. You can't say my hallelujah belongs to you if you don't know what God is your hallelujah. My God. I won't rewind that. So, and then he goes on in his Psalms as he begins to go in order. He said, first, I got to give praise to God. I need to know that my hallelujah goes. The Lord is my hallelujah, not I my hallelujah, but the Lord is the reason I hallelujah. The Lord is why I declare who I am. The Lord is why I declare praise. Why could he say that? Because there's history of what God had done for them. Yes. There's history of what God has done for you. I don't care how old you are. God has been doing something for you. Amen. So the second point today, the Lord's works. And notice I'm still using the Lord's in capital. I'm not talking about some other little God running around. I'm talking about the God of money. I'm not talking about the God of our jobs. I'm not talking about the God in our heads in medical school or anything else that we do, whatever we do. I'm talking about the Lord God. The Lord God, his works are above all those things. When I listen to the testimony, Sister Marsha, you're right. The Lord will get you through. You'll never know no matter what it is you're facing. Baby, taking tests and going to school. Keep taking those tests. Somebody belong along to you, but guess what? They still made it through. Yeah. And when they made it through, God blessed them for it. Alex, somebody been wanting to go to medical school, and they've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And guess what? You're going to get there. Why? Because God's going to get you there because you believe in Jesus. Somebody else might have got there faster. That's okay. If it's for you, he's still going to get you there. That's what God is going to do. I don't know what anybody else. You've been going through some stuff, but look at what it said. The Lord's works are above all. It's right here in the word. Look at what he says in Psalm verse 2 of 111. He said, the works of the Lord what are great. He didn't say they are. He said what? Great. He described his hallelujah in the adjectives he used of God. So what? They're great. They're solid of all of them. Have pleasure therein. His works what? It's what? Honorable and what? Glorious. He used these adjectives that just magnified who God is. Not just a somebody to be your. God is above everything. He's the most best, greatest, wonderful thing you've ever witnessed in your life. Amen. And when something is that good, oh, Holly, the other day I was thinking about this and I thought to myself, here we got the Secretary of Education going down to visit the school in Florida, and the kids went, huh? Dwayne Wade walked in, all of a sudden, yes! Imagine what the Lord said, I'm coming to pray for you. Would they have shouted? Would they have given glory to God? Why? Because the Lord came to see about you. But don't you know the Lord's action on that day? But look at how many did not. Look at how God used a terrible situation that somebody had to draw folks. Y'all don't understand what happened, do you? Never in the history of Florida have they ever passed a gun control law. But because of what happened on that day, look at what they did. Right. Mercy, Lord. Because some children, some young people said, enough, enough. So God was using a situation that was meant for bad, he used for good. He said what? It's honorable and righteous, and his righteousness endures what? Forever. It didn't just endure back then. It endures for us today. Talks about his works. Talk about he had made what? His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord what? Is gracious. Oh, how is he gracious? Somebody said he looked beyond my faults. And he saw my needs. He looked beyond Israel's disobedience when they were wandering in the wilderness and what? He met them at their needs. He looked beyond their doubts, right? When they were supposed to go into promised land, the young people, y'all talking about doubting. Guess what? You ain't the first ones to doubt. When there were 12 spies to go in and look about the land, they all saw the same thing. Ooh, them some good grapes. Ooh, them some big fruit. But oh, look at them giants. So I doubt that we would be victorious. But guess what? Only two said, guess what? I don't care what it looks like. My God says go. So let's go in and the land. Young people, I don't care what they say to you. I don't care how they say doubt what they tell you and doubt your parents and doubt God. I'm telling you, you hold on to God, and when one or two are gathered together, touching and agreeing, you can inhabit the land.
Yeah.
Guess what? Old folks are going to start being a hunter and paying honor to you. Why? Because you pay honor to God. So don't be what? Living in this world of doubt. You are somebody. You are marvelous. You are wonderful. You are glorious. Just like the word was saying here, read Psalms 139. I am marvelously what? And wonderfully made. Look at the words he's saying here. Talking about the works of God. When he made you, it was not a mistake.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't care what parents' relationship was like. It is not a mistake. I don't care if they're married or not. It is not. Only God can take the X and the Y chromosome and let them get together. If you know anything about the science and the thing, most of them die and don't reach a destination, but that one.
My God.
And when that one connects, it makes Jeremiah's words say, what? Before I formed you in your mother's womb, ordained you to be. That's how special and wonderful you are. His work, full of compassion. We God's children, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere we disconnected compassion. And we interjected a little bit of judgment there instead of compassion. I ain't talking about nobody, but I'm talking about the truth of what I see in the world. Somewhere instead of having compassion on folks, one for another, we have what? Interjected their judgment. Well, you don't deserve compassion. But the Lord says what? His works what? Are full of compassion. He have given meat unto them that fear him. He will be ever mindful of his covenant. He is what? Showed his people what? The power of his works. And I'm talking about God's work. That our work. We can create a whole lot of things. Scientists have put a lot of things. They still can't tell you how God gets babies. I don't care what you're talking about. They can't tell you whether you'll have this illness or that illness. When I watched Serena Williams this yesterday, I looked at the glory of God. Whether she believed it or not, I looked at the testimony of her life and all the stuff that she had and the embolisms going on in her body and how all these things could have taken her. But the glory of God made so that what? She did not die. She could get back on the court again and she could play and hit the ball again.
Yeah.
And that's nobody but God.
Nobody.
Our choice is whether she said, my hallelujah, the Lord is my hallelujah or not. That's on her. But I'm looking at what God did.
Yeah.
God provided. God saved the baby. What God is doing for us over and over and over again. He says what? He said, he have given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. What? The covenant that he made with us. He has showed his people what? The power of his work. He may give what? Them the heritage. See, we want this heritage. Want this thing. There is no better heritage than God. Now, white folks, black folks, Asian folks, nobody. Nobody's heritage is greater than God's. Yes, I want to know where I came from, but I want to know whose I am first. I want to keep this thing in order. Because if I don't, then all of a sudden I'm making my natural biological heritage greater than my spiritual heritage. So I made lower cases to the Lord God and upper cases for me. But if I keep it in order that God is first and he's the capitalist, then all of a sudden he will grant me what? My natural heritage so that I have an understanding.
Yes.
But there has to be this order, A, B, C, D, E. Now, you can have a favorite letter, but if you they say it in order, there's only one correct answer, A, B, C, D, E. You can't jump to W and Z. Oh, y'all like me. Y'all, most of y'all like the M, right? Me, mine. I like the joke sometimes, y'all. I like the joke sometimes. Next slide, Sister Beverly. Look at it. He talks about his works. But now, understand that I'm going to tell you how this particular psalm is put together. The first six verses, first verse stands by itself and giving praise, hallelujah. Verses two through six actually begin to tell you now about his works. And then verse 7 through 9 reiterate what he talked about in verses 2 through 6. Just look at it. He just says, what? This is the works of his hand. Verse number 7 says, the works of his hands, what? Are verity and judgment. Verity means what? Truth. Judge what? He's got the power, what? To declare what right and wrong is. Can you declare what right and wrong is?
His word.
Thank you, Sister. But can you declare it? No, we got to go to God. If you go to a court of law, they don't care what you say. They put it in the hands of what? The judge and the jury. But thank be to God. God, he doesn't operate the way. He is the judge. He is the jury. You don't have to depend on nobody else's fickleness and how they think, but just God. Somebody said, well, you want a judge or a jury? Can you tell me who they are? If I want the judge or the jury. The jury's all. Guess what? I definitely don't want the judge if the judge think like y'all think. I'm just saying, but they won't let you ask that. You got to make that determination up front. So I'm telling you, make the decision now for who you want, and that who you want is Jesus.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's the Lord. Because he's the Lord, that's where my hallelujah belongs.
Yeah.
His works, the Lord's works, what above all things. Somebody in here needs to understand today, you were in a place that you didn't know where you were supposed to be. It wasn't where you're supposed to be, but guess what? God's and his love saw you where you are. Because he saw you where you are, he protected you from all the things that could have happened.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm talking to somebody here today. You don't understand. You thought you had it all worked out, but it was temporary. God had worked it out already because he knew what to do. He sent somebody to a place where a calling on the Most High God, saying, my hallelujah, my praises go to my God, and now God will do what? He will protect, he will provide, he will be what? Righteous over all things. He had compassion that even though you went the wrong way and did the wrong thing, he was still going to love you in spite of.
Amen.
Righteous and just. All of his commandments, what? Are sure. We doubt some of the laws. Well, it should be 70 here. 55 is close, so we're driving anyway, don't we? Ain't no speeders in here other than me, right? Okay, I got a lead foot sometime. I understand it. Why? I think, well, they just made the wrong law right here. But God's laws ain't like that. His law, what? Is verity and true. And when you think about his laws, man, if we would just live according to the laws that he gave us today, look at how wonderful God would be, how wonderful our life would be. Some various religious leaders and all different kind of clergy from all faiths, from all faiths, from all faiths. And one of the men who's from Islam, and he's of the Muslim temple, and he made a very profound statement that you can't argue with. Folks, we're in here trying to make one religion better than the other. He said, but that's not how we make our community better. He said, if you would just practice what your faith tells you about treating other people, we would all get along. He said, I'm not trying to convert you to Islam or can be converted to Catholicism or be converted to Christianity or any other faith. He said, if we would just practice what our faith believes, we would all get along. Because I don't know of a single faith that tells you to hate your brother. And you should have saw the look of bewilderment on the faces. And I began to clap and say, thank you for truth. I believe in your God, because my Lord is R.D. in capital letters. I'm okay, but the truth in what you said stands, because that truth is based on the Lord. No, I'm not converting to Muslim and Islam, but the truth stands. If we would practice what our faith says, whatever your faith is, we would all get along better. Our communities would be better. God says what? He gave a greater commandment that you do what? Love one another as I have loved you. Did he say only love those who believe in him?
No.
Y'all sure? Yes is out of that. He didn't. Why? Because he's a God of compassion that what? He seeks and stands at the door. That's what? Open that anyone would open the door and what? Let him in. So he came down here what? To change the traditions of what it used to be. If you were Jewish, you were right. And if you weren't, you what? What? He went to the Gentiles.
Thank you, Lord.
Say it again, Sister Rod. Thank you. Guess what? I'm a Gentile.
Yeah.
If you don't know your hallelujah is because what? You're a Gentile and Jesus came what? To save you.
Thank you, Lord.
Whosoever will what? Let him come. So he has, what, commanded his covenant forever. Holy and what? Reverend is his name. there's one thing I want to get out of this day is to hold the name God. Hold the name of Jesus. The other names of God as we as we know him and hold them in reverence. They're not to be taken lightly. When we walk in the temple, we walk in what? To reverence God. Since now, what are our temples today? Our bodies are our temples. Thank you, Sister Susie. Our bodies are our temple. What? Reverence God in our temple because what? God lives within this body. So wherever we go, guess what? I can't put it on the shelf at home. Sometimes I wish I could. Y'all know that, right? I'm going to do something I shouldn't do. I wish I could leave God there to what he would see. But what Solomon said this morning to God is so immense. Said, this temple that I built, it can't hold you, God. This temple that we walk around in this body, whatever side don't matter, it can't hold all of who God is. God is everywhere. The Lord's works, what, are above all things. So, hallelujah, what highest praise. What, the Lord's works, what, above all things. Yes. Everything he does has a position, and that position is above everything. Someday, so we're going to get something here in a moment. We're going to get something here. And then the last point today is that the Lord is what? My hallelujah. The Lord is my hallelujah. I'm not saying my hallelujah belongs to you because that's not where I'm at right now for this message. That's not where. We need to understand the first step before we can get to the second step. Too many people run around and get to the second, third, and fourth step taking the first step. Do y'all know how many people go to church today and have never accepted Jesus? They do surveys after surveys. When they really start dissecting all these things, they're finding out that there have been people who have been going to church for years and have never accepted Jesus. And you've been coming to people you remember. About 12 years ago, that happened to me. I was sitting up there, and we may have been there as long as I've been there, thinking he loved Jesus and everything. He's come every week, come with his wife every week, and loving guy, nice guy. And one day he got up and accepted Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And the whole church was like, huh? I'm telling you, pastors, preachers, deacons, huh? Nobody ever asked him. Why? Because he was there every Sunday. Because he was here and he is a nice guy, he must have accepted Jesus. But he said, no, never had. Know who he is, says, but I hadn't surrendered myself. Jesus. So he couldn't say, the Lord is my hallelujah. Because sing songs, happy sometimes. But he had never surrendered to Jesus. So that's why we ask today, have you surrendered your life to Jesus? Can you make the declaration that the Lord is my hallelujah? And look at what it says in verse 10. He said, the fear of the Lord, the what? Fear of who? The Lord. The fear of the Lord, capital letters all the way across. The Lord, what? Yahweh, Jehovah, Adonai. The Lord, what? The Most High God. The God above every God. The fear of the Lord, what? Who can see you where you are. The fear of the Lord, what? Who knows where you are. The fear of the Lord, what? Who, what? Can tell you everything, what to do, when to do, and how to do it. The fear of the Lord, what? Who will provide for you. The fear of the Lord, what? Who will pray for you. The fear of the Lord, what? Who will protect you. Yes. Say, what? That's the beginning of what? Wisdom. Learn to fear God. Don't fear man. Don't fear the jobs. Don't fear the police. Fear God. If you fear God, everything else will fall in order. I cringe today when I hear Christians talking about, I'll never trust a police officer again. Shame on you. Anyway. Christian police officers that do the best for the right thing every single day. So all of a sudden you go, if I never trust a police officer day and God sends you one, then you're saying I don't trust God by your own words. We need to be careful. But look at what he says. He said what? It's the beginning of what? Wisdom. A good understanding, what? Understanding of all the works of God and how mighty they are. We'll take us back to first one. have all they do at his command. What? His praise endureth forever. What does verse 1 say? Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the right, upright, and in the congregation.
My Lord.
Ooh. It's earlier. But even though your temple is the body of God, you can't forsake the congregation of God. Ouch. In other words, you can't stay home because you want to stay home. You can't watch TV and serve God. We got to be what? In the congregation of God. And don't get all super intelligent that the Spirit of God is everywhere and he'll give me what I need. God says, forsake not the assembly of the saints with an S. Because there's blessed assembly that God is orchestrating. He's got somebody here to put you with what? So that when you're going through, he gives you the words to hold out.
Yes.
Someone what? When you're struggling with your own personal thing, he gives who loves you to say, hey, baby, you need to let that one go. I don't want to hear about accountability, do you? God has that for us.
Yes.
Because why? That's his works. That's how mighty and how awesome it is. He sees things before. You don't want me to go to the Bible and prove it. What, when Hagar left, what, kicked out by Sarah because Sarah was jealous, God stood there and said, what, I see you. I see what you need. I see where you are. Now that I see where you are, I let you know, now go back and watch what I provide. When Mary was doubting, y'all know Mary was doubting what was happening with her. How could this be? They ain't gonna say, what, go see your cousin Elizabeth? Why, because she is expired Mary's. But what, when baby and Elizabeth jumped and Mary went, my hallelujah, God. Woo! Everybody saying what, their hallelujah when they realized God was at work. What, didn't believe. Guess what? Say, you ain't speaking. But when it was born, what did he say? Right down, he said, John. Then he sang his hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My hallelujah, not to y'all. My hallelujah, what, belonged to God. Because God had done what nobody else could. Over and over and over, we see that in the Word of God.
Yes.
His hallelujah. The Lord is my hallelujah. The Lord is my hallelujah. The Lord is my hallelujah. Is the Lord your hallelujah? Hallelujah belongs to you now. That's a good thing, and that's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
But the Lord is your hallelujah.
Yes.
That's different than my hallelujah belongs to you. Your hallelujah can't belong to God if the Lord is not your hallelujah.
My God. My God.
Y'all know that, right?
Amen.
So the Lord has to be your hallelujah. The Lord has to be your praise. The Lord has to be your reason for being. The Lord has to be your existence. Why? Because it's the Lord who saved you so that you can give a hallelujah back to him. Because without salvation, there is no hallelujah to him. Accept him to have a hallelujah to him. Otherwise, it's in vain. Mama can't give you your hallelujah. Daddy can't give it to you. Brothers and sisters and spouses can't give it to us. You got to do it for yourself. So the Lord is my hallelujah. Illustration. Some of us have science. Want to see how things went. I'm just baffled by science sometimes, but I love how God proves science. Proves it over and over. Because see, sometimes y'all don't understand why somebody's shouting, do you? Oh, y'all don't want to be real. Anybody here say, I wish that person would stop every week? Come on, come on. I know, and I really don't care, but I know it's true. When I was young, I used to say, I wish just be sit and be quiet. Telling you, I used to sit there. I would go home, but then somebody would start over here. And I know if somebody started over here, somebody was going to start over there. They started over there. Then it was going to run all over the church. That was another hour, and I was ready to go home. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all thought some of the same. Y'all sitting going, okay, Pastor, we get the point. Let it go so we got one more point. Think about it this way. How many of y'all know anything about engineering? There's some engineers in here, right? Okay, there's this thing. Go ahead, next slide, Sister Beverly. There's this, and I put it on the screen so you can follow. There's this thing called combustion. And combustion is the process of burning something. What? So it produces a rapid chemical what? Combination of a substance with oxygen. It got to be combined with the oxygen, involving what? The production of heat and light. I want you to hold on. That's what combustion is. It's got to be combined with oxygen to produce something that's going to give off what? Heat and light. Well, there's something else that causes what? Spontaneous. Something spontaneous just happened. Spontaneous means what? It's performed or occurring as a result of a sudden inner impulse or what? Or inclination. Other definition says having an open, natural, and uninhibited manner. Take those two words, combustion and spontaneous, and I remember an episode of Cosby, they called him what? Huxley, combustion when he used to run and how he was trying to run track. But that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the spontaneous combustion that comes because of the Lord is our hallelujah. See, sometimes things have to take place when you don't get it. So spontaneous combustion says what? Having an open, natural, or what? Uninhibited manner by burning something with oxygen, what? Which will produce what? The heat or light. Look at what God has said. My Lord is my hallelujah, which produces spontaneous combustion in my praises to Jesus. What does that mean? The air I breathe, what? What raises, mixes with the Spirit, and when it mixes with the Spirit, it produces what? Praise and hallelujah, which is the heat, what? Which offers what? The light, which is Jesus. So I don't know about you. You don't want to praise it. That's okay with you. But don't you dare tell me the Lord is my hallelujah. I can't praise. Let the combustion start when I need to. Why? Because it's not because I just have to. It's because something on the inside of me mixes with the air I breathe. And when it mixes with the air, the Spirit's on this, it just goes on and I can't stop it. Why? Because that's the way we live. Now, why do I say all that? Because that's what God wants us to do every single day. We let the oxygen that we breathe, the air I breathe, mix with the Spirit that's inside of us. And when it mixes, there's a spontaneous reaction that will lead us to give somebody a salad. Even when we don't want to, what? I got to go give that salad. It will lead us to love somebody that I really want to hate. It will lead us to pray for somebody when I really want to pray for them. Why? Because the combustion that takes place is spontaneous. We can't help ourselves. I wish I didn't have to shed a tear. I wish I didn't call on the name Jesus, but I can't help myself. Why? Because it's what's on the inside. Why? Because the Lord is my hallelujah. Before I knew Jesus, I could do whatever I wanted to. But because Jesus is my hallelujah, I got to do what he said. Why? Because he's the reason for my being. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We don't have to know much. Just know that the Lord is my hallelujah. And when we know that, then we look at what he does. Man, God did all that. Yeah, and what does he say? If he did it again before, he'll what? Do it again. Travis Green says, well, you made a way. He wasn't talking to y'all. He was talking to his God for himself. Why? Lord, I know you brought me back from dead. They had covered me up on the cement. My mama sat over me and didn't want to accept it, but because of her prayer, what? You brought me up. My mama told me to shut up. But I said, mama, I got to tell you the truth. She said, boy, don't think about it, because she was listening to the word. Say, but mama, I got to tell you the truth. The man caught me. I never hit the ground, so I was not dead, mama. The man caught me. You need to know this, mama. So he told his mama. And because of what God did for him, when his time came, when it was his child, they said, wasn't going to live. He said, huh, no, God ain't done yet. Oh, God, I don't know why. I don't know what, but what? You did it. But the doctor said going to be dead because there's no fluid to protect them. What? Came out alive. Yes. Jesus. So see anybody in this room today, when you thinking God didn't love you, and you thinking, why would God allow this to happen? God was doing something spontaneous. What? Then now he's just stirring up the Spirit inside you. Then what? You know he made you. Yeah. How, I know it hurt. I know it was difficult. I know that things were. I know I've been through some things I never wanted to do, but look at God. Yeah. So we need to understand the Lord is my hallelujah. Yeah. And yeah, baby, when you don't want to wear your brace, God tell you don't wear your brace, don't wear your brace. That's what God told you, you do what he said and watch God fix it. Anybody in here know God will fix it? Is there anybody else in here know God has made a way? Is there anybody here now that you know, now understand that God is your hallelujah, not you yourself? You need to get to Jesus. She read 2 Corinthians 6. The time is now. The time is now. Don't put it off. Don't keep waiting. Don't get, well, I'll get to it. I'm just not ready yet. Don't be embarrassed about who says this or that. Don't be embarrassed about what your friend. Don't be embarrassed about going outside the tradition. Don't be embarrassed about, well, you know, people might have thought I already was, but I really wasn't. This has nothing to do with any of that. This has to do with you and your praise to God and your hallelujah as God is marching you to the victory that he's proclaimed over you. Now, let me give you an extra secret on top of this. Once you declare Jesus as your personal Savior, I'm coming to tell you that there's power that we didn't just talk about that God puts in you in the name of Jesus. So you will be doing things that you never thought possible because God said, I've enabled you now because of the power that's in you. So when you breathe the air, it goes into your brain to a combined with the things that I give you. It's going to produce things that nobody ever thought you'd ever produce. Why? Because you can stand on what? My word and then my hallelujah. It belongs my hallelujah. Jesus is my hallelujah. Guess what? Then your hallelujah is going to what? Belong to God. Y'all understand one thing. Pride is a terrible thing. And the enemy uses it against us. He makes us want to doubt what we ought to do. But today, don't doubt that Jesus loves you. Today, don't doubt that Jesus wants to work on your behalf. Don't doubt that Jesus wants to give you your praise. Now, you might not shout real loud. You might not clap real loud. That's okay. But your life will still be reflective of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Let us pray.